Namo Buddhaya. Welcome back to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. The monks here are so happy to get to spend time with you now. It's really hard to find people in the world who are interested in learning and practicing the Dhamma. We love that you care enough about your future that you would spend time listening to these Dhamma teachings. Today, we'll learn the eighth quality of the Supreme Buddha from the Itipisogata, his Buddho quality. This quality means that the Supreme Buddha taught everything that he realized about putting an end to samsara without holding anything back. Those days in India, some teachers held back parts of their doctrine and only gave them to certain people. But that's not how the Supreme Buddha taught. Whatever he could share that would help people, he shared. Sometimes the Supreme Buddha would say that he taught with an open hand, not a closed fist. So today we'll learn about that. We'll also practice meditating on these qualities that we've been learning. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Samma sambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Meritorious children, the Supreme Buddha is named Buddha because the Blessed One taught the Dhamma that he realized to others, so that they too could realize it. The Blessed One preached the Dhamma very pleasantly and very clearly with different words, different meanings and diverse techniques suited to the different mentalities of gods and humans. Children, the Blessed One taught his Dhamma out of compassion without holding anything back. That's why we call the Buddha as Buddha. The great quality Buddha means the Blessed One taught the Dhamma out of compassion without holding anything back. So when we are chanting the Itipiso Bhagava Arahang Samma Sambuddho Vijjacharna Sampanno Sukato Lokavidho stanza, those great qualities of the Buddha, the moment when we say Buddha, we should remember that Blessed One taught his realization, revealed his realization with different meanings, with different words, for people with different mentalities, for gods and humans with different mentalities. Why? Now see, when we go to school, whether a child is able to, or whether he is not able or able to do mathematics, yet he has to study mathematics. Whether a child is good in science or not, that child has to follow science. So that means no other solution. They must learn science, they must learn mathematics, they must learn geography, they must learn various subjects. Whether it's possible or not, no escape. There's no solution. So, but the Buddha's teachings, the great Blessed One teachings, are magnificent. If someone is unable to meditate, Buddha gives a different solution. If someone is unable to protect the precepts, Buddha gives solutions for them. For an example, I'll tell you a nice incident that happened during Buddha's time. You know, children, usually monks have about 227 precepts minimum that you call pratimoksha, that is based, the base for Nibbana. Those are the precepts that are mainly useful to attain Nibbana. So then this monk, there was a monk who was not able to protect all these 227 precepts. The moment he heard that there are 227 precepts, he got stress. He was worrying. And then he said to the Buddha, Blessed One, I can't remain as a monk like this. I can't protect this much precepts. Then Buddha asked, Dear Bhikkhu, can you control three things? Yes, Blessed One, I can control three things. Then Buddha said, okay, control your mind, control your speech, control your body. Control your bodily actions, control your verbal actions, control your thoughts in the mind. Then he said, okay, these three things I will do. Now see, children, how much our Blessed One was compassionate. Then later on, that monk became an arahant. Then there were monks who could not meditate very well. Then Blessed One told them, okay, do some duties in the monastery. Bring water to monks. Clean the toilets. Clean the washrooms. Clean the monks' living area. Clean the garden of the monastery. Then later on, those monks developed their life with merit. And finally, they were able to attain Nibbana. So he was a great teacher to train beings and help beings to overcome suffering. For some people, Buddha preaches Dhamma in a different way. For some people, deep Dhamma. For some people, a very simple Dhamma point. Now for an example, if you take Kisa Gotami refused to believe that his son has passed away. Then when she was gone to the Buddha, the Blessed One told Kisa Gotami, would you go and find some mustard seeds from a house where no one has died? So that was the way Buddha used to pass the Buddha's message, to give the reality to Kisa Gotami. Then Kisa Gotami went all around and went to houses in Savatthi. And then Kisa Gotami couldn't find a house where someone has not died. Then she realized that death is unpredictable. Now see, the way that Buddha tamed Kisa Gotami and how Buddha passed the Buddha's message, that means the reality of life to Kisa Gotami. Then there was another monk called Chulapantaka. He wanted to disrobe. Actually, he was told to leave the monastery, leave the order. And then he went to the Buddha and said, Blessed One, I don't like to become a layperson. I can't memorize things. When Chulapantaka Swaminathan said that I can't memorize stanzas, I don't remember things, then Buddha gave a different task for him. The Blessed One said, okay, Chulapantaka, take this white cloth and rub it. Then Chulapantaka Swamin Vahansa saw the impermanence nature of how this white cloth is getting dirty. And then he realized that things are impermanent. Children, we can only get trained, this kind of a training, only from a Buddha Sasana. Only in a Buddha Sasana. We were brought up with this protection. When we were in our mother's womb, we were protected by the great arahants, by the great qualities of great arahants like Arahant Angulimala. We came out to this world with the blessings of great arahants. Only the Sri Lankans has that protection. The Sri Lankan Buddhists got that protection to come out from the mother's womb with the great blessings. And you were blessed by the Buddha's great qualities when you were in the mother's womb. You were separated, you were offered to the Buddha Sasana when you were in the mother's womb. That protection is only for the Sri Lankan Buddhists. So we are fortunate that we were born in such a community, in such a religion, in such a community. So we should not think bad about our community and bad about our religion. Some children are shy to say that they are Buddhists. Some children are shy to talk in our mother language, that is Sinhala. If there was no a Sinhala tradition, a Sinhalese tradition with a Buddhist culture, children, we would not embrace Buddhism very fast. It will take a long time to understand the Buddhist traditions and the culture that we have. So we got all these protections. We learned to worship from our birth, from our young age, because we were trained. Because our tradition was built up with the Buddha's great qualities. That's because Buddha revealed his realization. He never held anything back. With various meanings, he taught this Dhamma. Then there was one occasion where one person came to the Buddha and he came to debate with the Buddha. That was Upali. He was a disciple of Nigantanada Putta, but finally he became a disciple of a Buddha. And Upali, later on, Venerable Upali Thera, was able to tell 100 names, make 100 names with beautiful meanings that is suitable for a Buddha. He created 100 names for the Buddha. Without hearing those words, never in life. So that's because Buddha had a great quality. He taught this Dhamma. Since he taught this Dhamma, disciples became wise. And they were able to develop a good quality, that is, you call faith. So the disciples were able to develop faith. The disciples were able to develop in virtue, that means protecting precepts. The disciples were able to develop a good knowledge in Dhamma. The disciples were able to develop a way to let go things away. To practice effort, the disciples of the Buddha were able to develop wisdom because Buddha taught this wonderful Dhamma. The disciples of the Buddha were able to develop these 5 energies in life. You call it Sekabala. So the disciples learned about the Noble Eightfold Path because Buddha had the great quality of teaching the Dhamma without holding anything back. We learn about the Noble Eightfold Path, the 4 Noble Truths, the enlightenment factors, about loving kindness, about hatred, about jealousy, about ill will, envy, seeing good in others, not seeing faults in others, then all the impurities in the mind, then about mindfulness, like a gatekeeper with similes. So we learn all these things because Buddha had a great quality to teach the Buddha's teachings, his realization in a meaningful way and exactly in an appropriate way that is suitable for human beings and also suitable for divine beings and Brahmas. Sometimes the things he taught was exactly what should be taught to the people who came to him, not something irrelevant. But when we go for some teachers, we learn something irrelevant. Not even useful for this life, not even useful for next life. But the Buddha's teachings, whatever he taught, was useful for this life and until we attain Nibbana. That Dhamma will protect us just like we are under an umbrella on a rainy day. So just because of the umbrella, we won't get wet by the rain. So we are protected by the Dhamma. We are protected by the Dhamma, children. Just like we are protected from the rain with the help of an umbrella. We were protected by the Dhamma because Buddha taught this Dhamma out of compassion. That's why we call Buddha. So when we say the Buddha's great qualities, we should remember all these things. And have a happy mind towards the Buddha. And live a good life with the hope of attaining Nibbana. So may you realize the 4 Noble Truths. May you recall the Buddha's great qualities and make your life successful in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Buddhanusati. Recollection on the qualities of the Supreme Buddha. Now we're going to sit quietly and think about the excellent qualities of the Supreme Buddha. This is something that he encouraged us to do, and as a meditation, it works really well to make our minds calm and concentrated. Supreme Buddhas are unique in the world because they're the only ones that have all of these qualities we're going to think about right now. We do this recollection in brief anytime we recite the Itipisogata, but now we'll do it in detail. So, close your eyes and sit quietly. Try not to move so that our minds can become still. Now, think in this way.
My great teacher, Gautama Buddha, eradicated passion, hatred and delusion. Supreme Buddha eradicated the desire for seeing forms, eradicated the desire for hearing sounds, eradicated the desire for smelling odors. Eradicated the desire for tasting flavors. Eradicated the desire for touching tangibles. Eradicated the desire for thinking thoughts. In this way, the great teacher, Supreme Buddha, is an Arahant. Supreme Buddha realized the Four Noble Truths without anyone's help, achieved true happiness. In this way, the great teacher is a Sammasambuddha. Supreme Buddha saw the passing away of other beings. Supreme Buddha recollected past lives, saw the passing away of other beings, purified the mind from all taint, developed great virtue, concentration and wisdom. In this way, the great teacher is Vijjacharana Sampanno. Supreme Buddha followed the noble path and achieved true happiness, achieved Nibbana. In this way, the great Buddha is Sugato, my great teacher. Supreme Buddha understood all worlds and escaped from all worlds. In this way, the great Buddha is Lokavidu. Supreme Buddha tamed others' mind with supernatural powers by reading others' mind, by preaching the Dhamma, became an incomparable teacher. In this way, the great Buddha is Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati. Supreme Buddha became a great teacher for gods and humans. In this way, the great Buddha became Satta Deva Manusanam. Supreme Buddha taught the sublime Dhamma without holding anything back. In this way, the great Buddha is Buddha, is Buddha, my great teacher, Gautama Buddha, obtained these unique qualities. Became a Bhagavan, my great teacher, Gautama Buddha is a Bhagavan. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
It was great to spend time with you today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Now let's share merits. Today we've done many actions by body, speech, and mind to collect good karma into our lives. You went for refuge and took the precepts. We listened to Abana on the Supreme Buddha's Buddho quality. We did Buddha Anusati meditation. So, may all heavenly beings rejoice in the merit done here today. May our teacher, Lokasoya Hongsa, may our parents, our family, our relatives, our friends, may they all have happy minds thinking about these wholesome actions. May they all soon experience for themselves the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sad, sad, sad. Namo Buddha.